Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the JUHU Inc. Third Quarter 2021 Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a Q&A session. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Jingjing Du, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, operator. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our third quarter 2021 financial results conference call. Joining us today are Mr. Zhou Yuan, Chairman and CEO of JUHU, and Mr. Sun Wei, our CFO. Before we start, we would like to remind you that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements which involve a number of risks and uncertainties. Actual results and outcomes may differ materially from those mentioned in today's announcement and this discussion. The company does not undertake any obligation to update this forward-looking information except as required by law. During today's call, management will also discuss certain non-GAAP financial measures for comparison purpose only. For definition of non-GAAP financial measures and a reconciliation of GAAP to non-GAAP financial results, please see the earnings release issued earlier today. In addition, a webcast replay of this conference call will be available on our website at ir.juhu.com. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Sun Wei, our CFO.
Okay. Thank you, Jingjing. I'm pleased to deliver today's opening remarks on behalf of Mr. Zhou Yuan, Founder and CEO of JUHU. Thank you for joining JUHU's 2021 third quarter earnings conference call. As one of the largest online content communities in China, we have always been committed to the development of our content-centric ecosystem through continuous community infrastructure enhancements, user base expansion, and monetization capability improvement. Our fast-growing user base is primarily young and cross-generational, infusing our platform with vitality, while our content-centric monetization model differentiates us with sizable growth potential. Against the backdrop of rapidly changing macroeconomic conditions, our distinctive model, vibrant user community, and the continuous accumulation of high-quality content serves as not only a moat in the competitive pan-entertainment arena, but as compounding driving forces propelling long-term sustainable growth of our user base and monetization channels. In Q3, we delivered another solid set of financial and operating results with our average MAUs reaching 101.2 million, up 40% year-over-year, and average monthly viewers growing to 542 million. As of the end of the third quarter, the cumulative pieces of content on our platform reached 458.9 million, including 398.4 million questions and answers, representing a year-over-year increase of 43% and 38% respectively. Additionally, our average number of monthly active content creators increased to 3.6 million, of which the average number of monthly video content creators increased 86% year-over-year. Meanwhile, our content-centric monetization initiatives continue to gain traction, evidenced by a 115% year-over-year increase in revenue to RMB 823.5 million and a 110% year-over-year increase in average monthly paying members to 5.5 million. During the second quarter, we upgraded our high-quality content assessment standard by introducing sense of fulfillment. We took further steps in Q3 to update the mechanism for content creation, distribution, consumption, and platform interactions, and made remarkable progress. High-quality content with characteristics of broadening horizons, providing solutions, and resonating with minds was widely recognized by both users and content creators and helped drive the growth of our community. In categories which carry more sense of fulfillment content, including engineering, economics and law, graphics and text views increased by 136%, 58%, and 112%, and the related user engagement increased by 102%, 134%, and 111%, all within just 2 months. The views of high-quality video content with a sense of fulfillment on our platform increased by over 140% in the 2 months. The implementation of the standard of a sense of fulfillment brought users with fulfilling content and prompt higher levels of user engagement on our platform. Before the final announcement of the winner of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine this year, under the topic of a 2021 Nobel Prize tour, a Zhihu user had successfully predicted the subdiscipline with the highest probability of winning with supporting reasons. In addition to targeting a massive user base, in the quarter, we focused particularly on enriching content that met our new sense of fulfillment standard to appeal to various user communities. For example, in October this year, our published children's popular science cartoon book titled 100,000 Whys was well received by young parents. Beyond heightening user consumption, sense of fulfillment content also benefits creators by encouraging more user engagement and providing more opportunities for commercial income generation. A good example comes from Shen Shao Niu, one of our veteran digital content creators. He had accumulated more than 1,000 high-quality answers over the past 8 years on Zhihu, recently released detailed sharing of entry-level watch selections, which not only yield 13,000 upvotes, but also provided the creator with corresponding commercial income. Content creation on Zhihu's platform has now become an important income source for him. The successful implementation of the new content standard not only provided our users with broadly expanded content coverage, but also demonstrated our differentiated value proposition in our ability to influence topic direction and discussion depth. For example, during the Tokyo Olympics, while many community platforms were just celebrating team victories or focusing on individual performances, the Zhihu community was having in-depth discussions on the reasons behind wins or losses. Prominent topics on Zhihu fell under threat, like how the Chinese women's volleyball team lost to the United States at 0-3, where various perspectives were shared on strategies, rules, economics, etc. It's these types of discussion and the user interest that have given rise to Zhihu's nickname, 技战术大师, which means master of skills or tactics. After Xu Xin and Liu Shiwen lost the ping pong mixed doubles during the Olympics, Zhihu users responded with intellectual curiosity and theories. Rather than emotionally driven discussions, Zhihu's community gave rise to topics such as gold medal theory and Olympic spirit, which became the positive and the guiding force of online discussion. As we continue our efforts to improve creation, distribution, and the consumption of our content with a sense of fulfillment, we have also preserved community compliance. Through proactive community governance and the scrutiny of non-compliant content, we strive to enhance users' trustworthiness by fostering a community characterized by sincerity, expertise, and respect. In Q3, heightening content timeliness provided users a better platform experience by enabling them to more quickly and easily find fulfilling content with timeliness within our massive content library. This was proven particularly effective with the devastating floods in Henan, which we shared in our previous call. More than 160 topics related to the Henan floods were generated within 10 days on Zhihu's platform, with nearly 150 million page views. After the astonishing news about Wu Yifan broke, Zhihu users carried out national in-depth discussions on associated legal factors under the table rules of entertainment industry and the fan economy. The average number of pieces of content with timeliness generated on our platform on a daily basis increased by 40% this September versus this April. It is encouraging to see more and more users in our community consuming content with timeliness, with a related DAU penetration rate exceeding 40% at the end of third quarter. To better satisfy user demand for high-quality content in various categories and diverse formats, we encourage creators with different specialties to work together and jointly introduce more content, especially video-like content. In Q3, the number of average monthly uploaded videos increased by 290% year-over-year. The average number of pieces of content consumed per user and our video tab and core Q&A scenarios also continue to increase. As of the end of September, the number of DAUs who consumed video content increased to 37%. In October, we launched a new feature named Join Creation, which allows text creators to authorize video creators to use their original answers as the basis for a video script and share the copyright with them. Initiatives like this not only amplified our high-quality content library, but also prompt more user engagement. A video named Looking at the World Through Data, How Far is the Gap Between Subingtian and the Boat, is an excellent case, demonstrating the synergic effect of content visualization through joint creation. This video was adapted from a blockbuster graphic and text content with 10,000 upvotes originally created by Chen Qin, a 10-year Zhihu creator veteran. The video extension of this content was widely spread, receiving over 2 million views across our platform and gaining vast recognition inside and outside Zhihu's platform. Driven by the abundant coverage, diversified formats, and the improved timeliness of high-quality content, our user base maintained its high growth momentum. During the third quarter, our average MAUs exceeded 100 million, a record high. Average monthly viewers reached 540 million, and among which the penetration rate of MAUs increased to 18.7%. More than that, the value proposition of our community is steadily attracting users across ages and across regions, making our user base increase in a more balanced and healthy manner. In Q3, the percentage of female users grew to 47% from 44% in the same period of last year. Along with the improvement of content timeliness, our user group of those who over 30 also grew steadily in both numbers and activeness, further solidifying our unique and vibrant community ecosystem. At the same time, expanding our content format capabilities enabled us to satisfy younger generation's demand for learning, life, and entertainment. In preparation for the school season starting in September, we launched a series of programs titled First Lessons for University, where graduates were invited to share their valuable experiences and insights. Delving into six relevant topics, the series resonated strongly with younger users, attracting more than 800 million views and prompting massive discussions. Geographically, the number of users in Tier 2 cities or below also continued to increase in Q3. Through expanding content category coverage, providing more content with timeliness, and offering diversified consumption formats, we aim to create an inclusive platform where all users in our community can feel a sense of belonging. Our massive and active user base infuses our communities with energy and constantly reinforces it by generating high-quality content, which in return attracts more talented content creators to join us and make contributions. As of the end of Q3, the cumulative number of content creators on the Zhihu platform reached 53.1 million. By providing more and better tools, assistance, and incentives for the content creators based on their differentiated capabilities and needs, we were able to help them improve their creation experience under the new standard and further gain recognition and user trust within our community. In addition to further upgrading the tools, video sectioning and match to Q&As launched last quarter, we iterated the function to generate PPT video through one click. The joint creation feature launched in October was designed and aimed to help creators improve their creation capabilities by allowing them to focus on what they do best. For example, a high-quality answer about the brain with 41,000 upvotes generated by a Zhihu user, Xie Xiongmaojun, was adapted into a video by a video creator, Da An Shiwusuo, and received more than 4 million views. Supported by high-quality text content, the video named How Big is the Impact of College Entrance Examination on Future Incomes? And How to Quantify the Long-Term Impact of Poor Scores in College Entrance Exam? Received more than 2.59 million views and more than 3,000 upvotes on our platform since its launch. By the middle of November, thousands of graphic and text creators had participated in content authorization through joint creation, with the total accumulated authorized content exceeding 1.8 million pieces, which demonstrated that this is the right strategy to meet content creators' most real and pressing needs. Driven by the richness of high-quality content with a sense of fulfillment, the commercial value of our community and our young and cross-generational user base both maintain their growth momentum, further solidifying our community ecosystem. In recognition of our increasing branding value, in October, Zhihu was once again named in Brand Z list of top 100 most valuable Chinese brands for 2021, ranking 7 places higher than last year. Underpinned by Zhihu's increasingly prominent brand and unique content-centric monetization model, our commercial efficiency has continuously improved. More brands and business partners are recognizing Zhihu as an important platform to gain visibility. As more content creators join Zhihu's ecosystem, we were able to cooperate with a huge number of commercial content creators in different specialties and together make achievements and share the benefits by expanding user coverage and improving commercial efficiency. In Q3, revenue from CCS increased by more than 5 times compared with the same period last year, reaching RMB 278 million. Average monthly paying members reached 5.5 million, representing 110% year-over-year growth. And the revenue from paid membership increased by 96% to RMB 178 million year-over-year. Moving forward, we plan to further enrich high-quality content and strengthen our content-centric monetization solutions, especially in categories including e-commerce and vocational education, further enhancing our closed-loop ecosystem, as well as increasing our value as a business partner. Before our CFO provides highlights and additional color on our financial results, I would like to share with you some major progress we have made centering around our content ecosystem in Q3. To better serve our content creators and to improve their commercial and community influence, in September, we updated our Cheese platform by using Composite Influence Index and formally released the ranking of content creators on Cheese platform. This platform is aimed to help content creators improve their monetization capability by providing a transparent transaction model, multitasking mode, and effective data indicator assessment. In the third quarter, the number of creators who achieved commercial income tripled compared to the same period of last year. Our creators may now increase their commercial income through 6 diversified channels, including commercial content, paying membership content, recommended goodies, and consulting solutions, etc. The experience of Zhe Sanye, one of our Yan Selection authors, is a great example of this. Through his urban story series, which attracted nearly 160,000 users, he was able to realize close to 1 million RMB income during the third quarter. As an important platform influencing the young generation's lifestyle and consumption decisions, we have become the desirable platform with effective content-centric commercial solutions for thousands of brands and merchants in the fields of beauty, cosmetics, personal care, e-commerce, FMCG, vocational education, etc. In the third quarter, the number of brands and merchants that used our content commerce solutions increased 200% compared to the same period of last year. And GMV on our platform reached a new high of nearly RMB 5 billion, representing a year-over-year increase of 92% as of the end of third quarter. We released our 2021 Zhihu Top 100 list at the end of October. The list comprises 100 products across various categories, including clothing, food, housing, and travel, selected by participating Zhihu users based on their professional and personal experience, as well as our big data analysis. Users were not only impressed by items like the payload with the most upvotes, most eat snail powder, and the handiest cookware, but also enjoyed fulfilling content while reading through the selection experience, leading to a mutual gain for both users and the creators. High-quality content with a sense of fulfillment is not only a key factor in inspiring the trustworthiness among users, content creators, and the Zhihu community. It is also a determinant in strengthening Zhihu's industry-leading position. As we forge ahead, we will continue to encourage content creators to produce more high-quality and fulfilling content and help brands and merchants achieve healthy business growth. We believe that the meaningful interplay between users, content, and monetization is the driving engine in advancing our robust community ecosystem, reaching new heights and achieving sustained long-term growth. This concludes the remarks from Mr. Zhou Yuan. I will now review and provide more details of our financial performance for Q3 2021. As just mentioned, we achieved another strong quarter, recording total revenue of RMB 823.5 million, which represented a year-over-year increase of 115%. Our unique content-centric business model is increasingly showing its strength and ability to drive our business growth, keeping pace with our fast-growing and vibrant user base. In the third quarter, content commerce solutions and paid membership combined to contribute over 55% of the total revenue. Our commitment to our content commerce solutions strategy has continued to gain market awareness. In Q3, content commerce solutions contributed RMB 278.4 million to total revenue. This five-fold year-over-year increase caused content commerce solutions as a percentage of total revenue to grow significantly. It is further underpinned by the continuous improvement of our commercial content ecosystem, as well as increasing recognition and growing demand from our diverse business partners and merchants. The number of our CCS customers tripled in the third quarter compared to the same period in 2020. As we broaden our coverage to encompass over 20 industries. Moreover, we also saw a significant increase in content creator participation in this business line, facilitated through our Cheese platform, which launched in late May this year. In the third quarter, the number of creators who have joined our Cheese platform and achieved commercial income exceeded 10,000. We believe this demonstrates that we are on the right track and helping our content creators reach their commercial goals. Advertising in the third quarter maintained its strong momentum despite ad industry headwinds. In the quarter, advertising revenue was RMB 321.1 million, representing a 39% year-over-year increase. Underpinned by our advantage as a comprehensive content platform, an increasingly wide range of advertisers now consider us as a must-have marketing platform due to our ability to connect their AdWords with our broad user base. In the third quarter, companies from the fields of e-commerce, personal care, and cosmetics, automobiles, IT and 3C were our strongest growing contributors. Our paid membership contributed RMB 178.3 million to total revenue in the quarter, representing an increase of 96% compared to the same period of last year. As of the end of the third quarter, our average monthly paying members reached 5.5 million, with a P/E ratio of 5.4%. The strong momentum in this business line also benefited from enhanced content creator commercialization capabilities. Other revenues, mainly comprising a e-commerce and vocational education, achieved year-over-year growth exceeding 200% in the third quarter, increasing to RMB 45.7 million. Our e-commerce business continued its rapid growth momentum, with GMV exceeding RMB 1.4 billion in the quarter. As Julian just mentioned, we made further strides to enhance our recommended goodies business by bringing more fulfilling content and creator engagement to our commercial ecosystem. We can better meet our users' needs and create synergies with our other content-centric monetization approaches. Our vocational education services-based business, which primarily provides online vocational and professional training for adults, has had a great success with its self-paced courses, including those covering video production skills and the postgraduate entrance exam preparation. We maintain a strong gross margin of 52% in the third quarter, while remaining dedicated to continuous investments in our content ecosystem. The third quarter also witnessed improvements in operating efficiency, as our total operating expenses of RMB 747.3 million declined as a percentage of total revenue on both a year-over-year and a quarter-over-quarter basis. Our operating expenses in the quarter were primarily composed of sales and marketing expenses and investments in human resources. Our user acquisition strategies, leveraging our high-quality content library, have proven themselves to be of great economic benefit. We've seen that content with timeliness, including content related to the Tokyo Olympics and the topics related to the start of the academic year and the college recruitment, not only drove organic incremental user growth, but also effectively encouraged user interactions in Zhihu community. As a result, our non-GAAP adjusted net loss, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 112.4 million in the third quarter of 2021. As of September 2021, the company had cash and cash equivalents, term deposits, restricted cash, and short-term investments of RMB 7.6 billion, compared with RMB 3.1 billion as of December 2020. Finally, on to our financial outlook. Looking to the fourth quarter of 2021, the company expects total revenues to be in the range of RMB 1.01 billion to RMB 1.03 billion, reflecting a year-over-year increase of between 94.3% and 98.2%. As a reminder, this outlook reflects Zhihu's current and preliminary estimates and is subject to change. This concludes our prepared remarks. Operator, we are ready for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. And we will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star and then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. And to withdraw your question, please press star, then two. At this time, we will pause for a moment to assemble our roster. Our first question today will come from Yiwang Zhang of China Renaissance. Please go ahead.
Good evening, management. Thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. First question is regarding our CCS business. We noticed there are a number of new products launched during the Double 11 promotion. For example, we have the Zhihu Top 100 list. Can you share more color around what we did during this Double 11 campaign? And then secondly is our idealization strategy. Can you discuss in details from both supplier and the consumption side? For example, on the supply side, we have the joint operated program, and on the consumption side, we noticed that the video tab is now the first on the homepage. So can you discuss in more details? Thank you.
Okay.
Do I need to translate myself?
Please go ahead.
Okay, 我用中文翻译一下吧。第一个问题是关于咱们那个 Content Commerce Solution 的业务，可不可以请管理层分享一下我们在那个双十一期间的一些新的尝试呢？比如说我们看到我们推出了知乎好物一，高赞好物一百的榜单，然后第二个问题是关于咱们一个视频化的一个策略，想请管理层分享一下从一个消费端跟一个内容生产端的一个进展吧。比如说消费端我们看到改版之后视频的 tab 竟然是一个首页的第一位，然后在一个生产端的话我们有联合创作那边，小请公司再分享一下一些 details， 谢谢。
OK， I'll just answer the first question in Chinese and Julia will take number two. Sorry. 我先简单介绍一下这个我们 CCS 本季度的这个业务的进展。这个像刚才在这个 remarks 也刚讲过了，我们的这个 CCS 呢，本季度其实同比上涨的这个速度非常快，超过了五倍啊。即使环比来看呢，也有一个超过30%的增长。那这主要得益于知乎的这个整个优质内容生态的这个持续建设啊。那作为这个内容平台对消费决策这个影响，
一个首页的第一位，然后在一个市场上的话。
对，作为内容平台对消费决策的这个影响呢，也日渐显著。那现在这个越来越多的品牌商家呢，也都在参与其中啊，市场口碑是明显增强的。那 Grace。
Okay, so CS office address the first question. As we explained in the remarks, the CCS has improved a lot, continues to improve a lot, especially in this quarter. We had a year-on-year increase of over 500 times and a quarter-on-quarter increase of over 30%. And this is basically due to our constant construction of a good ecosystem for high-quality content on Zhihu. And also we are playing a more and more profound influence over people's buying decisions. And there are more brands and merchants and units of commercials are joining our platform, and you see that we have a much better and ever improving reputations in the market year over year.
Okay, 那今年双十一的我们的主要玩法呢，实际上是通过知乎高赞好物一百这样的榜单，这样的优质的种草和带货的内容，提供优质的种草带货的内容，帮助用户进行消费决策和商品购买。那我们也与包括这个京东和阿里在内的多个电商平台进行了合作，这个品类覆盖了衣食住行等等非常这个海量的商品，也同时呢让知乎的用户在消费决策过程中产生了就是我们提倡的这个获得感。那截至三季度末呢，我们的带货内容产生的 GMV 是总计是49.7亿，这个数字呢同比增长是大概在92%，我们在三季度日均的订单量同比增长呢是31%，而且在这个过程当中，我们的 take rate 同比也提升了接近200%。Yeah.
For this Double 11 sales gala specifically, we have launched activities such as top 100 list to promote and make recommendations on our community. To help our users to make buying decisions and purchase the goods they want. And we are working together with e-commerce platforms such as JD.com and Alibaba that covers a number of sectors, including clothes, food, traveling, and living. And also our users are able to enjoy a sense of a fulfillment during their decision-making process. The GMV we had for the third quarter is 4.97 billion RMB, which represented a year-on-year growth of 92%, and our daily order number in Q3 increased by 31%. And also at the same time, what is worth noting is that Zhihu's take rate had increased by over 200%.
当然，同时我们电商业务的这个商业模式仍然在不断的探索和这个演进当中啊，我们会持续的推进带货啊与品牌和商家的内容营销这样的业务整合啊，最大可能的提升这个优质内容的变现的效率。那同时呢，我们也会探索在社区内啊闭环的电商平台模式啊，以及持续推进我们的自营的业务和我们的自有的品牌在站内的这个闭环的电商化。
At the same time, we continue to explore and develop our business models in terms of e-commerce. We will continue to have further business integrations with regard to goods recommendations and brand building and content commerce-based marketing activities by the merchants so as to make the monetization more efficient. And also we're exploring ways to have a closed-loop e-commerce platform within our community. And to further build on our self-branded businesses and brand building activities inside of our Zhihu platform.
好的，那下面一个视频的问题，请这个周元来回答吧。
好，那个我是周元，这个非常感谢，你注意到了我们新产品的这个变化。但严格意义上来说呢，这并不是我们一个正式发布的产品版本。其实我们现在在线上呢有一个小流量的关于产品升级的灰度版本，你应该使用的是我们的一个灰度版本。OK。
So this is from CEO Zhou Yuan. We're very happy that you have noticed a difference in our product. Actually, this is not the final version. This is just a great version or a better version that we just launched.
那么其实在这个内部呢，我们把它称为一个正在小流量测试的探索版。这个探索版其实并不是只针对视频的消费或者说是生产它这边的体验来进行优化的，它主要是围绕了三个方面。那第一个呢，是围绕我们的这个社区本身用户的这个涉及到他们的关注动态以及他们私域方面的这个社交闭环的这个体验的优化。第二呢，是涉及到我们视频的这个改进，大家也看到了，我们会有一个新的一个 tab 在进行小流量的一个测试。那第三方面呢，我们现在能够灰度的这个版本还比较小，所以我这也卖一个关子，因为我们在十二月份的时候呢，我们会有这个新产品的一个正式的一个推出，那么到那个时候呢，我们再向大家进行详细的介绍。但整体思路呢，还是让产品变得更简化，变得更好用。谢谢。
Just as I said, this is just a version for exploration for new practices, and it's not just for videos, it's more than videos. We want to launch this to improve our monitoring on the users, on our community, to try to understand their attention, their behaviors, as well as their private traffic, private domain traffic, and to understand their interactions and engagement on our community. And second, as you rightly pointed out, that is that we have a video tab on our home page. And third thing, I wanna, you know, just keep it secret for the time being, because, you know, after we officially launch it in December, we will give you more details in due time. So all of those efforts are to try to make our user experience more simplified and more interesting.
那么从目前呢，我们这个测试的这个版本来看的话，从消费侧的数据来看，它无论是现在大家你看到这个视频的 tab 的这个 VV， 我们测试用户的留存和时长，以及包括一些比较通用化的指标吧，比如大盘的 cart show 啊等等，都还是比较显著向好的。这个过程呢，我们也持续在收集用户的一些反馈，那么每天呢，我们的这个测试版本也在快速的迭代。
So since we are testing it, we saw very nice feedbacks, first of all from the consumer side, from the consumer side, from the consumption of the videos, you see that we have very nice CV, very nice metrics, including very nice CV and retention rate, as well as time spent and car show. They all have displayed very nice potentials. And we keep hitting the users for their feedbacks, and we have very quick updates and iterations of this beta version that we have.
我们从现在视频的这个创作端的数据来看哈，其实刚刚数据也说过，我们这个季度日均的上传量同比是增长是差不多是300%，那月用户的这个创作者呢，同比的增长呢是差不多90%，那尤其是我们在提出了这个内容感的，就是获得感的内容标准之后哈，那我们看到了整个社区生态里面有非常多有创造力，然后对这个内容有更有把控力的这些创作者呢，视频创作者呢，他变成了社区非常受欢迎的新一批的这个答主。
From the content creation side of the story, you see that our daily uploads of videos increased by nearly 300 percentage points.And our monthly active video content creators increased by 86%. And after we have pushed forward the standard of a sense of fulfillment for making video content, we have received very good support from the content creators, especially those who have a high sense of creativity and, you know, great imaginations who actively join us as a content creator for videos in the ecosystem.
消费侧的数据呢，其实一直呢是比较健康在增长的。那我们现在呢，视频消费在 DAU 的渗透率呢已经超过了37%，上一个季度呢哈，这个渗透率差不多30%。我这边在这个稍微提一下这个联合创作哈，这个可能大家最近也看到了，这个联合创作是一个正在发生在社区生态的一个变化。其实呢，这个在社区里面呢，我们有非常多善于制作视频的用户，那同时呢也有大量有观点、有知识、有故事的这个各个领域的答主，他们呢其实是正在通过联合创作的方式产生大量的新的视频内容，那么这个发展速度还是蛮快的啊。它不仅仅它是一个产品升级，同时也是一个生产方式和消费方式在社区里的变化。
I want to say something more about joint creation. As you know that on the content creation part, we have very nice video makers together with very nice, users who have nice views and ideas. So they work together through sharing copyrights. They delivered very nice video content. So we believe that it is not only a new product,But it is also a new format of generation of content and consumption of content. And I also want to share two numbers with you. That is the consumption of videos on our community keeps increasing. The video consumption penetration rate in DAU for this quarter was 37% versus 30% in the last quarter.
Okay.
好的，谢谢。
Our next question today will come from Ashley Shi of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead with your question.
谢谢管理层接受我的提问。我主要想问一下我们下沉这方面的情况，想了解一下视频化在下沉的市场给我们带来什么样的效果，然后高低线城市的用户行为主要有哪些区别，以及我们未来在拓展低线城市用户上的一些想法。然后我很快翻一下。Thanks management for taking my question. It's mainly related to our lower tier city penetration. Just want to understand how is our visualization helping us in these regions and how is the user behavior different between higher and lower tier cities? And if we look forward, what's our plan and strategy to expand our penetration in lower tier cities? Thank you.
好的，感谢你的提问。这个视频业务呢，刚才的有一些数据呢我已经讲了，我就不再复述了。那么 视频业务现阶段的重点是在提升有获得感的视频在整个社区生态上的供给的数量和消费的体验上的提升。这个呢，这个部分呢，也是知乎视频长期差异化和竞争力的一个核心的一个部分。OK。
So, the focus of our video is to focus on getting more videos with sense of fulfillment on our community, especially on both the supply and consumption of such videos. We believe that this is some strategy that we will stick to for the longer term to differentiate ourselves and also to build our core competitiveness.
那么刚才提到这个获得感哈，我稍微展开说一下，就是获得感呢，它是知乎在内容标准上的一个总体的一个导向。我们在最近一些我们做的用户调研中呢，其实它也得到了比较多用户的一个认可。那同时呢，我们在过去几个季度呢，就一直是在打击这个低质的内容，这个确实也给我们优质的内容呢提供了更多的曝光机会。OK。
Sense of fulfillment as a new standard that we propose for video content has been very well received and very well recognized by our users as proved by our survey recently.
那么在就是在本季度而言哈，我们加大了这个就是站内获得感内容的分发和曝光以后呢，我们其实看到是整个内容互动率的相对比较明显的一个提升，比如说这个人均的分享啊、收藏啊等等，这些基础的数据都在提升，尤其呢对用户的这个留存呢也是有很正向的一个影响的，特别是新用户的次月留存，在本季度呢比上个季度它环比是提升了这个一个百分点。OK。
As we are cracking down low quality videos and give more focus and priority to high quality videos, you see that we have seen improved popularity of high quality videos, especially those who has, that has a sense of fulfillment as we improved our discover and distribution mechanisms for those videos. Those videos have been saved for more times, shared for more times,and has also helped us to improve the retention rates of users. Especially you see the second month retention rate for users have improved 1 percentage point this quarter.
我再回过头来说一下我们视频现阶段的这个重点是这个获得感视频内容的消费和供给的这个问题啊。在这个内容的供给侧呢，我们现在的这个联合创作视频回答这些系列的产品升级呢，其实都是着眼于此的，就是给这个创作者提供了更多的工具。那目前呢，我们的联合创作的视频内容呢，也确实在快速的增长。其实我们上线了很短的时间以后呢，已经超过了180万的图文的授权。非常多的这个高赞的回答呢，其实是朝着这个高赞视频的这个方向在转化的，它其实不是取代，它是从图文变成了图文加视频，包括刚才我提到的这个谢熊猫君和答案事务所一个4万多赞同的回答，它通过联合创作以后，就变成了一个超过400万播放的这个视频。OK。
About the supply side of the video content, we have this joint creation mechanism as well as answers by videos. So all these are the upgrades to the product side and the tools side to help people provide more video content. So right now our joint creation are increasing very quickly. We now have over 1.8 million authorizations of text and images for video making. That helps us to translate more and more highly voted answers and text and images to highly voted videos. By way of example, the cooperation between Xie Xiong Mao Jun and Da'an Shi Wu So, they delivered a 4 million viewed video by, you know, jointly by creating based on a, you know, highly voted answer with over 410 upvotes. So that is a very good example of how joint creation has been effectively working for us in the supply side of the content.
那其实在消费侧哈，就是我们也看到，视频消费一方面在渗透率在提高，另外一方面呢，视频消费的这个用户他的画像呢，跟我们的大盘的用户画像特征呢是比较相似的，它总体来说它会更年轻一些，所以我们也看到就是在整个社区大盘里面产生的新的这些视频。 它在消费的需求上还是非常的旺盛的，我想这个随着这个规模的扩大，那我们应该会通过这个内容的驱动覆盖到更多的用户，新用户群体。OK.
On the consumption side of the video content, well, actually the consumers of videos are pretty much the same as the general users that we have in terms of the profiling of users, except that they are younger. Well, they have 3% higher in terms of those who are under 30 years old for video consumption versus the general users. So on that, I believe that this actually means that our video content is pretty much in line with those who are with the demands of those on our community, especially we had been able to, you know, cover more users and cater for their demands with our video content creation.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
And our next question today will come from Piyush Mubayi of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. First, on the third quarter, when I combine advertising and CPS, you grew 117% despite the pressures on the advertising market in general. Could you take us through the verticals that have come through very nicely for you for the quarter? And in looking at your guidance for the fourth quarter for almost 100% growth, could you give us the building blocks of that, both in terms of MAU as well as how strong you expect advertising to grow in the fourth quarter? And while this is very early, could we also look forward to this 2022? I realize it's very preliminary, but nonetheless, and give us a feel for the pace of growth you would expect on a preliminary basis, if possible. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Trish. 关于这个我们的这个广告的 vertical growth, 基本上我们现在看起来在 Q3 整个季度期间，就整体的广告表现还是一个比较健康的持续增长态势。那对于我们来说，对广告行业产生通常会产生比较巨大影响，像 K12这个保险这些受到监管影响比较大的行业，因为在我们这儿占比比较低，所以这个影响呢几乎是可忽略的。啊，我先停在这儿，让 Grace 先翻译一下。
Thank you very much for your question. In terms of the video, in terms of the advertisement and advertisement verticals. Well, for Q3, you see that the most affected sectors such as K-12 education and insurance, well, they used to have very small percentage points in our advertisement contribution. Therefore, the impact is very minimal to our business.
从分领域来看呢，电商、这个快消、网服还有IT3C这些领域。 这些主要的广告客户的这个表现都比较稳定，目前看这几个领域年对年的增长都超过了 80%， 那主要是受益于这些客户的他的营销预算从传统的媒体平台向能够提供多种营销产品，尤其是以这个优质内容为核心的内容商业化解决方案的这样的平台在转移。OK。If
you look at the breakdown of advertisement verticals by sector, you see that e-commerce, consumer goods, internet services, IT and CCs are the main sectors that we have advertisements from. and they all had very stable and nice growth of 80% year on year. And I think we benefited a lot because our, you know, our merchant client, the advertisement clients are switching their marketing expenses from traditional media platforms to some platforms like us, which we can produce very nice content and deliver nice and holistic content commerce solutions.
那同时呢，在汽车和房产家居这些领域。
For automobiles and housing furniture, we had a very nice and innovative benefits and registered double-digit growth in those two sectors and more.
我刚提到这几个领域基本上占到了我们整个这个广告主的所在的行业的这个
So the above mentioned sectors put together accounted for over 60% of our advertisements.
所以如果看一下 Q4 我们认为像电商、快消、网络服务和 IT3C这些行业，他们依然会保持着一个比较快速的增长在 Q4，主要原因我刚才也提到了，就是这个我们作为 这个知乎作为一个内容平台，我们能提供从内容品牌曝光到品牌营销到内容商业化解决方案这样的这个非常整合的这样的营销的这个解决方案和产品。所以整体来说，行业组合和产品组合具备非常明显的这样的差异化的优势。因此呢，在这几个行业，我们依然会保持一个比较快速的这个增速。
And we believe that going into the fourth quarter, we will continue to have very nice growth coming out of e-commerce, FMCG, 3CIT, and et cetera. And reasons, as I explained before, that we as a content community are able to provide good platforms for people to, you know, build their brands, to deliver very nice and quality content, for their marketing efforts and to have diversified advantages in helping the advertisers to market themselves.
对，所以如果再看到2022年，我们也认为在2022年，知乎整体的商业化收入应该还是保持一个百分之这个就总的 revenue 在这个2022年应该还是一个保持一个比较快速的增长。 那我们认为，从收入结构来看，基本上这个像广告和CCS加起来，在这个2022年应该还是会做到70%到75%这样的一个占比。Going
into 2022, we believe that our total revenue will continue to grow in a fast pace, and the percentage points as contributed from CCS and advertisement will again accounting for about 70% to 75% of the total revenue we make.
我强调一下刚刚说的占比是 Q4.
Sorry, the percentage points actually means the number for Q4, not for 2022. So, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question today will come from Natalie Wu of Haitong International. Please go ahead.
晚上好，谢谢管理层接受我的提问。两个小问题啊，第一个是一个刚刚那个问题的 follow up， 就是在 Q4的展望当中，咱们说了广告和 CCS 加在一起是75%到75%的一个收入占比，其他的会员和这个电商能不能帮我们拆一下这个业务线的一个增长预期啊？就是在咱们 Q4展望的这个差不多三位数增长的一个 outlook implied 底下。 那第二个小问题是关于电商，就是我也注意到咱们从年终开始推了知乎知物的一个这个自营电商的一块，那不知道在三季度这自营电商的一个GMV的贡献是多少，以及以后咱们平台和自营的运营中心是怎么打算的，还有未来这分别的一个 GMV 的展望是怎么样？I will translate myself. Thanks for taking my question. And I have two questions here. The first one is a simple follow-up to the last question. So just wondering for your current fourth quarter outlook, almost triple-digit growth, can you help us break down among each business lines specifically for the rest of two, like membership and e-commerce and other business lines revenue growth for the fourth quarter. And secondly, for the e-commerce business, we noticed that you have ramped up your 1P business recently. We're just wondering for your e-commerce GMV in the third quarter, how much comes from your 1P business, which initiated just like I think this summer. Also, just curious, how should we think of the strategic position for your 1P and 3P business going forward, and also future split for let's say for their GMB goals. Thank you.
对，关于 Q 四的这个收入结构，这个我刚刚也大概提到了，我们的广告和 CCS， 这个占比呢，至少会高于70%，差不多在70%-75%之间。那我们的会员收入基本差不多在占在20%，那剩下的 others 里面，包含我们的教育、我们的电商和其他一些小的收入，占比大概还是会在5%，这是整个 Q4 的我们预计的一个收入构成。然后刚才 Natalie 问了关于这个电商的问题啊，我其实刚才这个在回答别的问题的时候也大概提到了对电商的一些这个判断，包括一些想法。那整体来说，就是知乎电商的这个逻辑是一个内容的一个逻辑作为核心，就是好内容就是好生意。那基本上在知乎上每一个问题，它就是类似于一条商街一样，一个问题一条街，一个回答一家店。那好内容它能够真正阐释出产品是为什么好，以及用户为什么应该买。那通过知乎的这个问答机制，以及我们的这个用户的这个投票的机制，筛选出真正的这个可信赖的关于商品的这个回答，那成为用户这个消费决策的基础，并且最终去助力这个交易的完成。这是知乎的电商的这个业务的这个逻辑和基础。那现在这个阶段呢，我们也能观察到商家是越来越重视知乎社区在这个也在一起帮助我们构建这个平台、创作者、用户和商家共同的这么一个获益的一个完整的闭环。那我们也看到在 Q3 的时候，这个几个数据我刚刚也提了，这个知乎的商业内容通过助力消费决策并且最终完成交易产生的 GMV 是49.7亿同比增长是快92%，订单量同比也涨了30%多，那我们的 take rate 同比提升了100%。但是呢，就知乎的电商的模式，我们认为是仍然在不断的探索和演进当中，目前还只是一个电商的1.0版本我们会持续的去推进这个就是带货以及品牌和商家的内容营销这两个事情的整合我们是希望最大的这个可能去提升优质内容的变现效率。同时呢，我们也会探索这个在社区里面闭环的这样的电商平台模式，这些所有的这个探索都是在这个进行当中，都是在演化当中。我们也在持续的推进我们的自有品牌业务和我们的这个自营业务在站内闭环的电商化这些所有的都还在这个过程当中。所以我们是觉得现在的电商的这个模式和形态肯定不是个最终形态，我们自己也在持续探索。
Thank you for your question. Well, as I mentioned in Q4, our revenue outlook will be 70-75% coming from CCS and advertisement together, and 20% for membership. And for the others, education, e-commerce, and others coming together will be 5 percentage points. So furthermore, on our e-commerce business, we believe that our e-commerce development will continue to center around good content, because we believe good content is good business. And we believe that one question is one street and one answer is a good shop. We continue to help the consumers and users to identify those goods that are worth buying by our upvoting systems to select the most reliable answers and then continue to help them with the transaction. And we believe that this is going to deliver very well and to bring benefits to both content creators, merchants, as well as Zhihu community as a whole. And as I mentioned, the GMV we had for the third quarter is 4.97 billion RMB, and with a daily order increased on a daily basis of 31 percentage points, and our take rate also increased by more than 100%. And all of these efforts are, you know, helping us to improve the monetization efficiency. And for our 1P business, we are trying out in helping the brands and also to help them to create, you know, content-based marketing and promotion. And this is by far the final version of 1P e-commerce that we have. We keep revolutionizing the models as we going forward, and we believe that this will deliver better and better results going forward in the future.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Alex Yap of JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
晚上好，管理层，我想问两个问题啊。 第一个问题呢，就是我们在视频端这个吸引内容创作者的策略啊。 和我们的文字端的这个吸引内容者创作的这个策略有什么不同？然后进一步呢，因为市场上的这个视频端的内容供给其实是更偏娱乐化多一点，那我们在视频的内容上面是把它作为一个品牌这个内容品类突破的一个口子。 然后拓展到更娱乐化的内容上面去这个想法呢，还是说我们还是要坚持自己的主题调，然后是以这个知识啊这种比较高冷一点的内容这个为主的一个视频内容策略啊。然后第二个问题呢是关于这个个人信息保护法11号刚刚落地，那么在这个个人信息保护法落地以后，我们在运营上。 和变现上有没有看到有什么样的影响？能不能跟我们分享一下我们看到的之前之后的一些变化？那我自己翻译一下。So my first question is about the strategy to attract content contributors on the video content sites. Are we doing anything different compared to the content strategy on the picture and the text sites? Particularly, China's video market is predominantly driven by entertainment-oriented content. So on the video content side, are we using this opportunity to broaden the content genre and the coverage into entertainment-oriented content, content supply? Or are we sticking to our core platform and the community attributes and still focusing on the knowledge-based content genres? And then second question is about the implementation of the PIPL, which took place on 1st of November. Are you guys seeing any difference before and after the implementation of PIPL? And how should we think about the impact on operation and monetization? Thank you.
好，感谢，我是周元，我来回答一下你的问题啊，就是首先第一个呢是关于这个视频创作者的，那么首先第一点呢就是这个我们其实并不是在整个社区里面去增加视频内容，这是一个结果，那视频呢它其实是知乎内容生态的重要的一个组成部分，那我们呢其实是。 通过这个把生态建设好，能够让视频在知乎这个生态里面能够更多的自己长出来，这个呢其实是我们的一个终极的一个目的。OK.
Answer from CEO Zhou Yuan. So for first question, video is not the result. Video is not, what we want to do by choice. It's a natural result of our, you know, strategy of running the community. We believe that video is indispensable part and partial of our community. And by building a nice ecosystem, we are able to to let the video content organically grow out of our good community.
那么，视频创作者呢？我觉得他也是会朝着一个比较融合的方向发展的。就是我们从社区里面看到越来越多的，把它取个名字叫全站创作者吧。就是你会发现这样的人能文能武，他又能拍视频，也能回答，还能直播。这样的用户呢，其实这样的创作者呢，其实是越来越多的。那么从消费侧来看哈，我们也会发现这个不同的媒介形态在不同的场景下，它往往最后呢能拿到消费的最优解，而不是单一的媒介。 OK.
For video content creators, we believe that they are versatile. Let us just call them a full stack video content creatorThey're very good at making videos, they're very good at answering questions, they can also do live streaming. And by utilizing different formats of contents, they're able to deliver the best possible results and attract the most attention from the community.
那么我们在当前阶段比较有效的这个一个是工具侧，另外一个是运营侧。那么刚才其实也介绍过了，一个呢是这个我们的视频回答。那么视频回答其实并不是简单的这个把一个视频塞到一个回答里面去，这个呢在我们之前的版本里面都有，而是通过视频的方式去回答更适合用视频来进行展现的这些问题。那么这个是我们的一个新的一个产品的形态，所以我们在视频回答上长得还是比较快的。另外一个呢就是联合创作。联合创作呢其实本质上是让社区里面两种不太就是属性不太相同的两类创作者，他们找到了一种方式能够共同去产生新的内容。那么它最后呢其实并不是 A 变成 B， 而是A 变成 A 加 B， 它其实是一加一大于二的。我们看到这两种方式其实在社区里面都还是非常受欢迎，正在快速的变化。
For the time being, you see a lot of upgrades in terms of the tools that we give to content creators and operational, transformation that gives more, attention to the video content. Actually, answer by video is not just something new. We believe that video is just a more suitable format of people giving answers and does just grow very fast naturally. Second is the joint creation. We believe that it is by no means, using videos to replace text and images. We believe that by putting them all together, we could deliver, one plus one is more than two kind of result.In our community.
那么知乎的整个内容生态呢，它是一个多领域的内容生态，获得感呢其实是我们的一个整体的一个内容导向和我们的一个差异化。那么在现阶段呢，我们对视频的这个创作是比较强调这个获得感的。那么随着我们的这个内容增加的话呢，它的品类呢其实也会随之而不断的扩展，我们也是非常欢迎的。
The topics and discussions you see on our community covers all kinds of sectors, and with an umbrella principle that is a sense of fulfillment. So by asking and encouraging content creators to make videos that can bring sense of fulfillment, you see very nice engagement.And very nice growth.
好，我再回答一下这个监管的问题，尤其是最近这个个保法，就某种意义上来说的话，整体来看哈，就是监管其实要的是什么？要的是合规，要的是行业的这个健康度，要的是可持续发展。那整体来看呢，这是非常正确的。那我们是可以预见，随着合规化的推进，那整个行业呢也有机会朝着一个更健康的方向，获得更大的一个发展空间。OK。
Now, with regard to new regulations, PAPL, we believe that the purpose of having, you know, the businesses like us to be compliant is for the better goods of the entire industry, to make it healthy, to make it more sustainable for the longer term.
那么在具体的这个合规动作上的话呢，我们其实这个跟监管的主管单位是保持了非常密切的沟通的，对这个新颁布的法律法规一直呢有比较深入的学习和研究，它也不是现在才做的工作吧。我们其实在这个合规化的改造升级方面，包括这个用户的体验和数据的测试，进行了一段时间，已经进行一段时间了，而且呢它会持续的这个这个去优化和升级吧。我觉得这接下来就是让整个行业变得更规范呢，会是一个新常态。一方面呢，我们觉得在公司的这个应对上一定要非常积极深入认真的去做合规化这件事情。另外一方面呢，其实更规范的这个发展的话，我觉得长期来看对行业肯定是更好的。谢谢。
In terms of our own compliance efforts, we keep talking very frequently with the regulators, and I think this is a long-term thing. In our own internal practices or operations, we keep trying out good solutions for user experience and testing out the data, etc. We believe that this will gradually become a new normal, and we have always been proactive in cooperating with the regulators and make sure that we are coping with all the requirements.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will conclude our question and answer session. I'd like to turn the conference back over to Jingjing for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you once again for joining us today. And if you have any further questions, please contact our IR team directly or TPG Investor Relations. Thank you all. Bye.
Thank you.
At this time, the conference is now concluded, and we thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect your line.